Good morning. And how are you? We hear in the second reading today, poor Paul, you know, he's elated. You know, he has all these revelations. So it says, so to keep me from being elated, another translation is to keep me from being proud. I was given, now that means someone had to send it to him. I was given a thorn in the flesh. And then what's he called the thorn in the flesh? An angel of Satan. An angel of Satan to beat him. Isn't that exciting? Remember how like Padre Pio used to talk about his guardian angel was watching him and the demons would beat the out of him. You understand? He would just be beaten physically by the demons. And his angels would just sing around him, la 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 la. And once when he was done being beaten by the angel or the demons, he yelled at his guardian angel for not protecting him. But that's not for us. But what we are forever, all the saints have went through the same type stuff. That there's something in them that keeps them from getting too proud. And often people have interpreted this as some kind of moral issue. It's not a moral issue. Most theologians do not agree with that. It isn't a moral issue. Like he wasn't struggling with anger or struggling with lust or struggling with one of the moral things. What he was struggling with was a physical problem. And the physical problem, some people say he had epilepsy. Some people say he was blind. There was a lot of people that had different theories on what this physical ailment was that he had. And so he kept begging God, take this away from me. Can any of us respond, what do you call that? Relate to that, thank you. Can anybody relate that you have something in your life and you say, Jesus, would you get rid of this? Because then I can be happier, then I can be more joyful, then I could be, you know, focused on other people, then I could serve, then I could do this. And he says, shut up. My grace is sufficient for thee. For my power is made perfect in weakness. And then Paul would say, I will gladly boast of my weaknesses. He learned, don't fight with God. Receive it. Accept it. So the three things we want to focus on briefly is grace, power, and weakness. Grace, power, and weakness. And we focus on grace because grace is of God. Grace is the way we participate in the life of God. The best way for me to talk about it is today is a beautiful day in Erie, Pennsylvania. Is it not? It's one of the 5 days of the year that we get a beautiful day. It's not too hot, not too cold, it's just right. The last couple days have been that way. And I'll tell you why they've been that way, because I've been inside doing a retreat for 3 days, so God gives us the perfect days when I'm in the retreat. But anyway, but it's been perfect, huh? And so the rays of the sun, you can see them everywhere. And we all participate in the rays of the sun. The rays of the sun make present the heat, the power, the light of the sun. Grace is the way we participate in the life and the love of God. It is an unmerited presence and love of God. Just like when you go outside after Mass, the sun's going to beat on you. Did you do anything to deserve the sun? No. You could be bad and the sun will still shine on you. The rays of the sun are like the grace of the sun. Grace is the love of who God is. It's the way we participate in who God is. And God is love. So what happens is when we have a physical infirmity and we know how weak we are, then we know that we're nothing without Him. And then we can focus on Him. Lord, I can't even take my next breath without you. And that's truth. You know, I often talk about, you know, you can't take your next breath. See, that is what's true. But we think that we can do anything without God. We think we've done everything in our life. It's because of what we did, because of what we gifts. You can't even take your next breath without God saying, okay, I'll let you have that breath. So it's the grace of God, it's the power of God, it's that which gives us life. And so we need to focus on this grace of God. And then when we focus on him, he says, now you can know that everything comes from me. And what you'll participate in is you will have power when you're weak. Now, the word power comes from the same word we use dynamite from. You know, dynamite, it's the explosion. It's the power in that dynamite to change things. When you and I are focused on God's grace and not us, his power can make all kinds of things happen in our life. Things that change us, things that change others, things that make us holy, things that help us to believe in miracles. It's the power of God inside of us. And again, when you're weak, you know, wow, that didn't come from me. Huh? I often come back to when I'd go to confession to Father Pete. I've told you this 1,000 times, and so many of you agree too easily. But every time I went to confession, at the end of my confession, Father would say, what? Isn't it great God loves a jerk like you? Every time I went to confession. And I went to confession at least once a month. So think about that. He was my director for 30 years. I heard 30 times 12 how many times I was a jerk. And isn't it great? And that was a way for Pete to try to humble me. To say, Larry, it's not about you or your gifts. It's about God and his power. That he loves even a jerk like you. And so when I could come and say, yep, that's who I am. I am a very weak person. I am. And now I know that everything that's ever happened in my life is because of God. Not anything because of me. In fact, it's in spite of me. Right? That's with all of us. It's in spite of us that God can still do great work for us and in us. And so what we need to do is every day, we talked about it last week, but we want to focus even more on it this week, that we need to humble ourselves before God every day and say, God, it's all about you and your power in me. It's not about me, my gifts, my money, my talent. It's about you. And when you and I know that in the depths of our heart, then God's miracles can happen even more in our life. That his power can shine forth greatly in our life because you know that the only thing you and I are instruments of God. Huh? That's all we are is instruments. And as I've said 1,000 times, God can use any jackass to be his instrument. Now, a jackass is what? It's a donkey. Again, remember the story of the donkey, the jackass that was riding Jesus in on the Hosanna on Palm Sunday? And everybody's going, Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna. And the jackass thought they were saying that about him instead of about Jesus. So whenever people praise us and say things and you go, oh yeah, why thank you very much. I am gifted in that way. You just took the praise that was supposed to be given to God and you took it for yourself. Everything about you and me is because of him. It's his grace. It's his power. We boast of our weakness and how I am nothing, but he is everything. Got it? Get it? Gonna live it? May it sure know his love today and forever. Amen. Let us